بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: حضرت الصلاة فقام من كان قريب الدار إلى أهله، وبقي قوم، فأتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمخضب من حجارة، فصغر المخضب أن يبسط فيه كفه، فتوضأ القوم كلهم، قالوا: كم كنتم؟ قال: 80 وزيادة. متفق عليه. هذه رواية البخاري. وفي رواية له ولمسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا بإناء من ماء، فأتي بقدح رحراح فيه شيء من ماء، فوضع أصابعه فيه. قال أنس: فجعلت أنظر إلى الماء ينبع من بين أصابعه، فحزرت من توضأ منهما بين 70 إلى 80. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the time of Salah drew close. Those who lived nearby, they got up from the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and proceeded towards their homes, ostensibly to make wudu and to prepare for Salah. A large number of people remained behind. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought a bowl made out of stone. However, this bowl was very, very small. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu describes how small this bowl was. He says, فَصَغُرَ الْمِخْضَبْ أَنْ يَبْسُطَ فِيهِ كَفَّهُ. This bowl was so small that you could not even extend your palm in it. All those that were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made wudu from this one bowl. The question was put to Anas bin Malik: how many were you? He responded, we were more than 80 in number. This is the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought a container with water. فَأُتِيَ بِقَدَحٍ رَحْرَاحٍ فِي شَيْءٌ مِّنْ مَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat of Muslim Sharif is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested that a container of water be brought. However, a container was brought that was wide and it was extremely shallow. There was very, very little water in it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his fingers therein. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, I saw water gushing forth from the fingers, from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I estimated how many there were that had performed wudu from this shallow bowl. Was wide, was shallow. We can see in the first riwayat how small that you could not even extend your palm in it. He says that I estimated that between 70 to 80 of the Sahaba performed wudu from the water that was contained in this bowl. Just to reiterate, first and foremost, the chapter which we are currently discussing, as I mentioned, quite a lengthy heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, the chapter which deals with the permissibility of utilizing utensils that are made out of stone or made out of marble or anything. It will be permissible. The impermissibility comes about if that container is made out of gold or silver. Also, this chapter deals with drinking directly from a pond, or like was mentioned in our times, perhaps could refer to a tap or any water source where one does not utilize a utensil but drinks directly from it. There will be some level of permissibility with regards to that. Obviously, pertaining to the chapter, the reason Imam Nawawi rahimullah has brought this particular hadith is that because we find in it Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the making of wudu utilized a container that was made out of stone, a bowl that was made out of stone. So this will show that any container that is made out of stone, etc., it will be permissible to drink therefrom. It will also be permissible to utilize that container to fill water and make wudu. In this particular riwayat, we find that a mu'ajiza, a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam occurred like this. There were multitudes of miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to be performed on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Desert climate, water, there's a great paucity of it, very, very scarce. More than 80 of the sahaba were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They needed to make wudu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the one hand, we see in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam requested that a container of water be brought. Obviously, 70, 80 sahaba with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is requesting for water. Sahaba also, they had such great i'timad and trust upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are 80 in number, you ask somebody for water, obviously, so that people can make wudu. That does not refer to a small container being brought, and that too with very little water in it. It means you have to bring bucket loads of water. Yet they had such trust and reliability on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whatever there was, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would request, either it was food or anything else, they would not look at the numbers, but whatever they had, they would bring it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this case, or in this instance, it's a small bowl, a tiny container, which Anas radiallahu anhu describes also, that صَغُرَ الْمِخْضَبْ أَنْ يَبْسُطَ فِيهِ كَفَّهُ, so small that he could not even extend his palm inside. It was a little bit wide, but it was very, very shallow, this bowl. In it there was a little bit of water, just a few droplets. Anas bin Malik says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his hand in this container. In other words, he touched that water. Interestingly, ulama-i kiram raise a question. The question they say is that which is the most virtuous water, which is the most virtuous liquid that you can possibly find? Is it the water of Jannah or is it Zamzam? Many ulama under this particular topic have responded. They said one is the water of Jannah, the other is the water of Zamzam, which was a miracle, which is very, very Mubarak water. Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever intention you have when you drink Zamzam, Allah ta'ala will accept that. Yet they say that in instances like this, this was not the only instance. Once sahaba described that once we were on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were very, very thirsty, we were on the brink of starvation, we came across a pond or a well, there was no water in it. Whatever little water we had, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam put it into his mouth, he gargled with it, thereafter he spat that water into the well. They said no sooner did the water from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach the well, and the well started filling up with water. And they say that the entire Jamaat filled their containers with the water that was found from that well after that. Like that, there was another instance where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similar to this, he placed his hand in a container and water started gushing forth from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba drank and they filled their water skins and whatever containers they had so that they could continue on the journey. Obviously, in the desert, as we mentioned, there's a paucity or a scarcity of water. So coming back to this issue, is the water of Zamzam more virtuous or is the water of Jannah more virtuous? Ulama say that the water that gushed forth from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is more virtuous than the water of Zamzam also, and it is more virtuous than the water of Jannah also. Unfortunately, obviously, we don't have access now to that water that miraculously could stem from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as we find, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, I estimated that we numbered between 70 to 80. And in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, he says it was more than 80 sahaba. Sahaba obviously would not waste water like you and I, unfortunately. We leave the tap running. But minimum one container is required for a person to be able to make wudu properly. So we find that if there were 80 of them from one tiny container in which there was just a few droplets of water, we can see then miraculously how much of water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu qal, ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخْرَجْنَا لَهُ مَاءً مِّن تَوْرٍ مِّن سُفْرٍ فَتَوَضَّى رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِيِّ. The next hadith, the narrator is a sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam after Hijrah. Besides the campaign of Badr, he participated in all the expeditions. He was also attributed with the honor of finishing off Musaylama Kazzab after Wahshi threw the spear into him. He had not yet been killed. He was actually beheaded with the sword of Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Zayd passed away in the 63rd year of Hijrah, and at the time he was 75 of age. He narrates this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I took out for him a bowl made out of copper. أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُ مَاءً مِّن تَوْرٍ مِّن سُفَرٍ. A bowl, I brought for him water in a container that was made out of copper. Fatawadda, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu with that container. So we see in the first riwayat, Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings mention of an incident where a container made out of stone was used. In this riwayat, a container made out of copper. So in all these instances, we will find that such containers, nowadays, mashallah, people have containers made out of porcelain, some instances, fancy stuff.